Yes, you'll notice, hopefully, there we go, that I have a basket or a bowl of fruit. And you may just be able to see the little stones down here as well. Well, these are images for our readings today. But I want to think a little bit more about bananas, because they've been very much in the news lately. It's just coming towards the end of Fair Trade Fortnight. I don't know if any of you have been involved in that, or are involved in Fair Trade. Well, bananas, of course, have been Fair Trade for a long time now, but there are problems with the banana trade. Do you buy Fair Trade bananas when you buy them? Hope so. Let me tell you one or two things about bananas. Bananas are the UK's most favourite fruit. So it's the one fruit that we eat the most of in the UK. And they're mostly grown in the Caribbean and South America. And they became fair trade in the year 2000. So 14 or so years now, we've been able to buy fair trade bananas. And it's really helped the banana farmers to earn a decent wage and improve their working conditions. However, the supermarkets, as you might have noticed, are in a big price war at the moment, trying to reduce prices as much as they can. And to encourage us to buy bananas and everything else, they've reduced the price of bananas in supermarkets. And in the last 10 years, the price of bananas has halved, whereas the cost of production has doubled. And it's caused the banana farmers again to become trapped in poverty. And so they invited, this is the Fair Trade Foundation, invited a banana farmer over to the UK from Colombia. And he's been here for the last 2 weeks. And he's met with MPs, and I don't know if Tom can find that picture for me on there, of these gentlemen in the Houses of Parliament. The other one. The other one. Yes, there we go. Well done. And there's Foncho is in the middle there. He's the banana farmer from Colombia. And these are members, representatives of the Fair Trade Foundation, meeting with MPs to try and argue for a better price for bananas to help the banana farmers regain that standard of living that they'd achieved with fair trade. So he's been there to Westminster, and then the other one, with the bananas, banana people, and they were meeting with Vince Cable, who is Secretary of State for Business, and they've handed him a banana report all about how these banana farmers need extra cash from the bananas they are producing. And they've also been running a campaign, and I've got, if you want to fight over these, you can fight over these at the end of the service, because I've only got four left. But these are postcards that you can sign, and they're going to go to Vince Cable just to promote this banana campaign. So the moral of that really is, if you buy bananas, please buy fair trade, and be willing, if you can, just to pay that little bit extra, because I think, you know, as Christians, Jesus asks us to help those who are less well off than ourselves. And something as simple as buying bananas is something that I think we can do that helps us reflect our Christian love for others. So that's Tom.